Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about managing consistency in your DocumentDB databases and collections. And so consistency is not a topic that we talked about much in relation to the other data storage options in Microsoft Azure, while the focus on consistency in relation to DocumentDB. What really has to do with one of the main features of DocumentDB, which was the speed of query and retrieval of documents, of JSON documents. And we said that a couple of modules ago when we introduced DocumentDB that replication plays a big role. It does two things for us. First of all, it gives us reliability so that if there's a hardware failure and one of our collections or databases is on that particular piece of hardware, well, you have replicas, so you're in good shape. But then also we said that it has to do also with the speed of query and any other transactions. So we said that all writes happen to the primary version of your DocumentDB collection. And then those are replicated across to two secondary replicas. And so that's for writes. So every insert, update, delete that happens, it goes from the primary and then is eventually copied over to the secondaries. Then everything that reads or queries into your DocumentDB collection will be distributed across those three copies of your collection. And so I didn't really call it scalability of throughput, but that's essentially what it is. It allows different clients to read from different replicas, and that helps prevent bottlenecks. So there are fewer queries that are just waiting in line for their turn to actually get at the data, especially when those clients are all trying to pull or write to that exact same JSON document inside of your collection. However, that process of copying, or rather of transacting inserts, updates, and deletes from the primary to the secondaries takes time. And so the scenario is this: you have multiple clients that all need access to the same JSON document. And some of those clients are reading, but others are writing to that document. And while there's a write happening, there's a lag time between the write on the primary and the writes to the secondaries. The reads on the secondaries are happening. The data that is being read now is out of date, it's stale, it's inconsistent. So how do you improve consistency, or do you even need to improve consistency to ensure that all copies or all clients are getting the most current updated version? Well, one of the features of DocumentDB is that consistency is tweakable. And so you get to choose whether you want to focus on speed or consistency. You get to choose speed in terms of performance, obviously, how quickly the reads will happen, but then also availability. Is there a bottleneck waiting for in line for queries to happen? On the other hand, you have consistency, and that's obviously data correctness. When a read happens, is it getting the actual, the most current version of that data, or is it currently stale because a write is pending on a secondary? And that really poses a question that you need to answer for your own applications. You have to ask yourself, does every read need to be the most current data, or do I need the request to be handled and handled as quickly as possible? And so since there's no one-size-fits-all answer, Microsoft decided to make it up to you. You get to choose your consistency level. And there are four different options, and we'll talk about these, and then that'll be pretty much it for this module. First of all, there's strong consistency. And so what happens here is that the client always sees completely consistent data. Obviously, this is going to take the longest amount of time to write because all the writes have to happen before the data can then be read from any of the versions of the database. And so this is only really useful in those mission critical situations. Banking is a good use case, but also stock market, when fractions of a second or a second actually matter. Also could be useful in something like an airline reservation situation, where you don't want to offer a seat to somebody if it's already been reserved by somebody else. And that could take just, you know, a fraction of a second if you have a very popular flight route. Session consistency is your next option. Actually, it's the default option in DocumentDB, and it's considered to be an even trade-off between performance and availability on the one hand and data correctness on the other. So essentially, any given client will be able to not only get the data in its current state, as well as any rights that it's applied to that data anytime it goes to read data. But other clients that are reading the same data might see older values, if the replication process hasn't completed yet. So again, this is great because at least the client will see and have a consistent version of the data within itself, but it may not be appropriate in a mission critical situation where all clients have to have that same version of the data. The next consistency option is bounded staleness. So the data is allowed to be stale, but it's within a certain boundary, let's say at 1 second or 2 seconds. So any client might see some old data, but it's guaranteed to not be super old data. Okay, so in this consistency option, all the updates will be replayed in the order that they are received. You'll see how that's not the case in our eventual consistency, which will be the last one here in just a moment. So it allows you to speed up all the reads more so than the previous options. And then for those inconsistent writes that haven't happened yet, it'll preserve the order of those updates so they will be replayed back in order. And then finally, there's eventual consistency. And so the client might see old data for as long as it takes to write, to propagate all of the replicas. So there's no guarantees here of data correctness. However, it gives you the highest amount of performance and availability because there are no bottlenecks here. There's no waiting around for the copies to actually happen. The downside is that this is really not useful in a high intensity mission critical environment. The data might be out of date sometimes. And so there's applications where that's okay. It really depends on what, how many clients you suspect will be accessing that data and how frequently as to which one of these options you'll choose. And so there's a couple of different ways to set consistency. Let me open up the preview portal, and we're looking at my DocumentDB account, Bob. And on that blade at the very bottom, you'll see that there's this consistency option, and I can change the consistency for the database as a whole. And you can see in the bounded consistency, we can even change the maximum lag time in terms of operations, the number of operations lag before it needs to catch up, before it'll serve out reads, or the amount of seconds. So in this case, it's set to 5 by default. Also notice that this is for the account as a whole. And so you have to keep that in mind whenever you're designing your application. If it's going to use several different databases or different accounts, then you'll need to, or if you have several different applications using different databases within the same account, they're all going to be bounded by whichever default consistency option you choose here. You can also change the consistency on a per read or a per query basis. So there is an optional parameter on the create document query, that generic method that we saw in the previous module. There's an optional parameter there that allows you to set which one of the consistencies. So you can make it looser. In other words, you can say, I don't need mission critical or strong consistency in this case. Just give me eventual consistency for this query because I need it as fast as possible. All right. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say about consistency. Obviously, you can dive deeper into this, but for our purposes, just as a quick overview, this should suffice. All right. So we'll see you in the next module. Thank you.